Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, God. It is so good to be here in the service of the Lord once again. We're glad that the Lord has shown us another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it because he has made it and allowed us to see it. So we're grateful for everyone who has joined us this morning on this Wednesday. It is just so beautiful how God has brought us here on March, I believe it's the 23rd, 2022, and the Lord is in this place. He's in us now. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we move and have our being. There is nothing better than knowing God. There's nothing better than seeing him do great miracles in our lives, and he continues to show himself large. Yes, he's large, and he's great, and he's everywhere. He sees all things and all powers in his hands, and the world is ruled at his command. And we just know that he rules, as my mama used to say, he rules and he super rules. And we are just grateful for the fact that he just continues to draw us to him. As we draw nigh to him, he draws nigh to us. And we are grateful for what Jesus did in dying on the cross, hanging in all the pain and the shame. Yes, he did it. And he died for each and every one of our sins. He became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And right now he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and he's interceding on our behalf. So we're grateful, Jesus, for what you're doing. You've even called us friend. Hallelujah. And you are a friend who's closer than a brother. So we're glad that we're here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, this circle of friends. We've been here for many, many years, and we're grateful for all the people who have joined us down through the years. And there are those who have been here almost from the beginning, and there are those who have joined us recently. And we're just thankful that you made a decision to be here and to do the work that God has designed for us to do as we pray. And we continue to see God do miracles. He continues to do great and awesome things, healing of bodies and saving of souls, and drawing people close to each other, you know, showing love and people beginning to forgive one another for things that may have happened in the past. And we're just so grateful that we can let go and let God. So let's just get started this morning. I'm going to see if our sister Mary is available to pray. We're going to call on different ones, but we're going to find out for sure. If you can pray, and then we'll do the lineup. So, Sister Mary, are you available?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Apostle Horsley, are you available?
Yes, ma'am. We're here.
Okay. All right. Our Sister Gladys, are you available?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Sister. All right, Sister Yvonne, are you available to pray?
No, not right now.
Okay. All right, so we're going to start with our Sister Mary, then Apostle Horsley, and then Sister Gladys. If you would go in that order, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. God, we're so grateful, oh Lord God, for this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Father God. We are so grateful, oh Lord God, for this day, Lord God, this day that you have made, Lord God. This day, Wednesday, March 23rd, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are in our lives, oh God. And God, we just wake up with joy in our hearts, oh Lord God, this morning, Father God, saying good morning, good morning, good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Jesus. We are just so great to know that we are in the presence of victory, of joy, of just the knowing that we are not alone here. We thank you, Lord God, for our soul salvation, Father God, this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done for us, oh God. God, we give you glory, Lord God, and we just come, O Lord God, adoring you this morning, Father God, adoring you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives, O Lord God, how you've blessed us, how you've kept us, O Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We wake up and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we can come together and get together this morning, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you are in the midst of us, O Lord God. You're here with us. You met us this morning, O Lord God. All that you desired, O Lord God, is we come to meet you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're here, Lord God. God, come in, Lord God, praying, Lord God, uplifting your name, Lord God, being grateful and thankful, Lord God, and recognizing, Lord God, who you are in our lives, O Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Though we may have some, may have needs, O Lord God, and prayer requests, O Lord God, praise, O Lord God, this is the time to just shout out and do it, O Father God, early, early, early in the morning, O Lord God, before we set foot on the outside, O Lord God. We are in our homes, O Lord God, giving you glory, Lord God, praising your name, Lord God, uplifting you this morning, Lord God, saying glory, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for a good day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Though there may be storms and rains, O Lord God, even wars and fires, O Lord God. God, we know that you know all things, O Lord God, and you're in the midst of all things, O God, even the elements, O Lord God, used for a purpose, O God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. We uplift you in your name, Lord God, this morning, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We said thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, O God. And God, as we continue to pray, O Lord God, honoring you, Lord God, for all your divine favor, Lord God, that you have, O Lord God, in store for us, even today, Lord God, things that decisions, O Lord God, that will come in our way, in our path to make, O Lord God, whether to say yes or no, Lord God, to turn right or left, O Lord God, whatever they may be, Lord God, we submit them to you, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that you've given us a helper, Lord God, which is the Holy Spirit, to lead and to guide us before we make any mistakes, O Lord God. You will give us wisdom if we ask, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. And Lord God, let each of us be mindful, Lord God, of our helper, Lord God, that we have this morning, Lord God. Let us be mindful, Lord God, of the angels, O Lord God, that you have sent before us, O God, in the name of Jesus, to help us, O God. We are thankful, O Lord God, for all the weapons, O Lord God, that you have really given us, O Lord God, to fight with, to have this, to go out in the battlefield, Lord God, to go with us every day, Lord God. We are thankful, Lord God, that we can call, Lord God, on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and use, O Lord God, the promises, O Lord God, in our lives, O God, that you have promised us, O Lord God, the abundance of life, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You've given us good benefits, O Lord God. You say your mercies are new every day, Lord God. You give us benefits every day, Lord God. So nothing that we don't have to call upon you. We can call upon you and pray for our loved ones. Pray to be healed, Lord God. Pray to be set free and delivered, Lord God. Pray to, for salvation, Lord God, every day, Lord God. We can come boldly to you, Lord God, and you hear us, O God, in the name of Jesus. You don't care about how often we come, Lord God, with needs, O Lord God, with prayer, Lord God. because you're here, Lord God, for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even when we hurt, Father God, you're here with us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, you said you hear every cry, Lord God, that we make, Lord God. You're not ashamed of us, oh Lord God, but you hear us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Every call that we make, Lord God, you hear us, oh God, and we are grateful for that, Lord God, and we are grateful for that because that's one of our benefits, oh God. That's the benefits in knowing you, Lord God. That's the benefits in being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we are grateful this morning. We are grateful people, Lord God. We say we love you, Lord God. We give you the glory, Lord God. We shout hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. We have even a song in our hearts, oh Lord God. The songs that you put on our hearts, oh Lord God, and we just sing glory, hallelujah to you, Lord God. We sing whatever our song that's in our heart, Lord God. You know them. You know them, Lord God. They're in our hearts, and they come from you, Lord God. Where is it? It's victory. It's mine, Lord God. Whether it's I love you, Jesus, oh Lord God. The songs that you put in our heart, we know, Lord God, because that is you, Lord God, in us, the very presence of God that walks with us and talks with us, oh God. So, God, we are so grateful this morning, Lord God. The needs that we have, Lord God, we bring them to you, Lord God. We petition them to you, Lord God, for healing for our families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, work a miracle this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That we bring we're in this new season, oh Lord God, a spring season, oh Lord God. We see new things, new burping happening, Lord God, new the trees, leaves of opening up, Lord God, and new things are beginning to birth, oh Father God. That is just not for the outside, Lord God, but for us, Lord God, inside of us, oh Lord God, that you're doing a new birthing, Lord God, in our life. What is this, a new growth, oh Lord God, in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whether it's to let go some things, oh Lord God, and add some new things, oh Lord God, to spring forth in new things, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we are thankful for this season, Lord God, that you've given us, oh Lord God. And God, we help us, oh Jesus, Lord, to do our part, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, sometimes to get hard, Lord God, to discipline ourselves in our habits of eating, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But we just cry out, Lord God, and ask you, Lord God, to help us, oh Lord God, with things that we want to just let go of and get rid of, and we don't want to even take them into this new season, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your healing, Lord God, in our lives, oh Lord God, in our families' lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we just give you glory this morning, Lord God. We shout hallelujah, glory be to your name, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, for salvation, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, over our families, oh God, those that need to be restored, Lord God, that just over the years since some churches haven't been open, Lord God, they haven't been as free to go to church or to be in the presence of or assembling themselves inside a church, oh God. God, we are praying for restoration, Lord God, even with our brothers and our sisters, oh Lord God, that are in Christ, oh Lord God, who need a little shove and a push, oh Lord God, to come back, Lord God, to come back in your presence, oh Lord God, to come back, even start this season, Lord God, worshiping you, Lord God, whether it's on Zoom or or the internet, Lord God. Let them come back, Lord God. Restore them today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, don't let another day go by, Lord God, another season even pass, oh Lord God, that they don't have the opportunity, Lord God, to say, Lord, have mercy upon me, Lord Jesus, oh God. Restore me, Lord Jesus, oh Lord. Save my soul, Lord Jesus. This day, Lord God, put the joy and the love back into my heart, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for restoration, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God, for restoration this day in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We give you glory, Father God. Thank you, God. So, God, we're thankful of a good day, Lord God, a day that you will restore, Lord God, a day that you will bring forth healing, Lord God, a day, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will bring forth a good report, Father God, a good report and healing, Lord God, totally healing, even for my daughter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we give you glory. We honor you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your divine presence on this line, Lord God, being among us and with us, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, God. I thank you for the voices that we will hear this day, the praises that will be uplifted this day, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that there is joy in your heart, Lord God, when you hear us, oh Lord God. Opening our mouths, Lord God, to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And this day I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority. Jesus who died is now glorified. He's the King of all kings. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. So exalt, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, he's now glorified. He's the King of all kings. Father, it's in the name of Shatanakayoshia, God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We come this morning, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Overwhelmed with joy, O Lord God, because it's Wednesday morning, O Lord God. You have allowed us, O Lord God, to come before your presence with singing, O Lord God, and enter onto your courts with praise, O Lord God, holding up special need requests, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, of Sister Booker, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Have a very big court appointment, O Lord God, in the next few hours, O Lord God. But more than happy to say, O Lord God, we say we're going to take it to the circle of friends. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Lead you, Lord God, because you're the God that works miracles so great, O Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God. Asking that you bless the wife, O Lord God, Pastor Dolly, O Lord God, all the circle here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. God, we just come to exalt your name, O Lord God, for we are the prisoners of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. And we thank you, O Lord God, that we're so glad to be a part, O Lord God, of the kingdom of heaven, O Lord God, to exalt your name, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. How you're blessing, O Lord God, Uncle Marvin, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and everyone that stands in the need of prayer on this Wednesday morning, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would give mercy, O Lord God, to those that need it today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Some of the brothers and sisters here, Lord God, are standing in financial needs and straight, O Lord God. Some just need peace of mind, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Some need healing, oh Lord God, from various things, oh Lord God. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, renal failure, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. God, touch the respiratory system, oh Lord God, the cardiac, oh Lord God. Touch the neural, oh Lord God. Touch the brains, oh Lord God. Bless, oh Lord God, those that are suffering, oh Lord God, from depression and mental illness, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray, Lord. Yes, sir. We pray, oh Lord God, that you would just touch, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We pray that you bless Celeste Joy, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and her brothers, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Minister Benjamin, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Jamila, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The doors open up, oh Lord God, for jobs, oh Lord God, the right job at the right time, the right place, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That you would bless pastors, ministers, missionaries, oh Lord God, that need to be blessed, oh Lord God. God, look on this war in Ukraine, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for peace for your people, oh Lord God. Peace from worriation and nervousness, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Lord God, there's so much tension, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But we're so glad, oh Lord God, that the whole world is in your hand, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And as Pastor said, oh Lord God, this world is ruled by your command, oh Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, oh Lord God. So happy, oh Lord God, to be here in this hour of power of prayer. In the name of Jesus, God, meet every need, every prayer request, God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Pardon me, Lord God. Lord, we have storm victims, oh Lord God. Lord God, there's tornadoes, oh Lord God, and the hurricanes, oh Lord God, and oh, Lord God, in climate, weather, in places, oh, Lord God. Lord God, a lot is going on, oh, Lord God. But we're so glad, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that all things are in your hand, oh, Lord God. Nothing takes you by surprise, oh, Lord God. We realize, oh, Lord God, in all generations, oh, Lord God, that you have been our dwelling place, oh, Lord God. So, Lord God, before the mountains were brought forth, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God, oh, Lord God. We receive strength today, oh, Lord God, to go through in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Casting off all fear, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Help us, oh, Lord God, to obey the law of God, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we're going to stand in the prayer in agreement, oh Lord God, of whichever thing we desire when we pray, oh Lord, on this Wednesday morning, oh Lord God, that we have to petition, oh Lord God. Lord God, we're going to take 1 Peter 5:7, oh Lord God. We're going to cast all our cares upon you this morning, oh Lord God, because you care for us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Benison, touch, oh Lord God, the lives of Mr. B, oh Lord God, Minister Chris, Father, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that those haunted memories, oh Lord God, and bad dreams would stop, oh Lord God, not for him, but anyone else who suffers at it at this time, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for a wide range of things, oh Lord God, the Leviathan spirit, oh God, the Cobra spirit, oh Lord God, because we're not ignorant concerning Satan's devices, oh Lord God. So Lord God, we mentioned in that area, Lord God, that you would take full control, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, casting out every vain imagination, oh Lord God, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ on this Wednesday morning. So God, bless our children, oh Lord God, that are on school breaks and stuff, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those are young adults, oh Lord God, at the college breaks down in Miami, oh Lord God, the drive-by shooting, oh Lord God, homicide, oh Lord God. We take authority over that suicide spirit. We bind it in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that saints and angels will get there, oh Lord God, in time, oh Lord God, to get them to avert their mind, oh Lord God, that they will not receive a permanent solution, oh Lord God, for a temporary situation, oh Lord God. So we give that name this morning, oh Lord God, the honor, the glory, the praise. We wish you the blessing in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless our Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, that stands at the helm, oh Lord God, the visionary, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless the word, Boko Resanana Kayosi, that's Evo Shatana Kayosi, that's Katata Kayosi, Loko Oba Yasi, God, that is coming forth today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that name that is above every name, oh Lord God. Let every voice be lifted up in praise and honor and glory, oh Lord God, in the name of you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for taking care of that situation, oh Lord God, with the radio station that started at the top of the hour, Lord God, realizing that you are a mighty God. You never fail us yet, oh Lord God. We are stopped with eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men, but God have prepared for us that love him, God, and we love you this morning. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we pray amen and amen again. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. We thank you. Amen. Amen again. Yes, God. God, he's a good God. Bless the babies, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you right now, God. Lord, we come before you with a spirit of prayer, praise, and worship, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to your name, Lord God. We thank you for every situation, every circumstance, Father, today, every challenge that we come up against today, Father. We know you are with us, and we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, for your glory. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we will, for forgiveness of any sins that we may have done, knowingly and unknowingly, seen and unseen, Father, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of all unrighteousness, creating us clean hearts this morning, Lord. Renew right spirits within us right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Wash away every spot, every wrinkle, every blemish from off of our records, Father, so that our prayers will not be hindered from coming forth to you this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Search our hearts right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Clean hearts, clean hands, Father, in the name of Jesus, before we come to you this morning, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we adore you, we love you, and I thank you, Lord, for a spirit of praise. Hallelujah, for who you are, for the things that you've done, the things that you are doing, and the things that you are about to do in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, inherit the praises of your people, Father, in your son Jesus' name. Lord, we love you, and we honor you, Father. Hallelujah, for whatever happens today, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this is the day that you have made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it, whether it be deemed by us good or bad. Lord, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Jesus. And I just want to encourage every child of God this morning. And, you know, that this will be a blessing to your soul this morning. In the name of Jesus. It isn't until we go through difficult times that we truly understand our great need to be revived. The title is Revive Me. We yearn and even ache for God to breathe life back into our dry bones. Nothing can refresh us the way he can. No vacation, spa, or comfort is going to make us feel alive unless Jesus meets us in the midst of it. Jesus, the Son of God, who burns with holy, sacred love, is reaching out to us today. The fire of his love will move up from passivity to compassion. Even while dark shadows linger nearby, the glory of his love will propel us into his light. Grace will strengthen us and set us our feet again. Set us on our feet again. When discouragement has stripped us, hope will infuse us. Just a drop of his love will flow. Will flood our soul like waves crashing upon the seashore. We don't have to wait. We only need to release all the negativity that has bombarded us and ask him to replace it with his power and grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, revive us. We need a fresh touch of your grace, glory, and love we shake off everything that's been trying to bring us down. In the name of Jesus, we are not a quitter. We are conquerors. We are your child of the, we are the children of the Most High God. Lord, breathe upon us right now, spirit, soul, and body, and give us back our momentum and zest for life. We lift our voice to sing your praises and declare our victories in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you again this morning for a spirit of praise, of praise, of praise. We just call on your name. If we don't know what to say, just say, Jesus, 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 almighty God, hallelujah. Call him up, hallelujah. Just call him up, and he shall come. Hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So let us come boldly before the grace and let our request be made known unto him. Now lay aside every weight. Give it to him. Hallelujah. As we give it to him. Hallelujah. He is the lifter up of our heads. He is our help. Hallelujah. He's everything that we need and so much more. So much more. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're going to trust you today, Father. We're not worried about yesterday or tomorrow, but we're going to trust you today, hallelujah, to give us just what we need for today, that your Holy Spirit lead and guide us today, guide our path today, so that we make the right decisions today concerning whatever it is that you have us to do today. That's in your will, Father. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus over our lives, Father. Quicken thou us, Father. Revive us, replenish us, renew, restore, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is calling for warriors to step forward, to come forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we come together in prayer, praise, and worship, unity, united as one in the name of Jesus. Power, power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy to break every bond. Way that we are bound by the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Satan walketh through and forth. Hallelujah. Seeking whom he may devour. He roars like a lion, but he's just an imitation of one. He's not the real deal. So don't be discouraged by the things that he brings to our minds about who we are not. But God calls us by our name and lets us know who we are in him, in Christ Jesus. He sees us covered with the blood of Jesus and who he made us to be. So, Lord, I thank you this morning, hallelujah, for another chance right now, God, and that we come together and don't let fear, hallelujah, engulf us to keep us from doing what we need to do in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus, to lift, hallelujah, up in the name of Jesus and stand up, hallelujah, for Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And the more we do it, the more, hallelujah, we will feel God's presence and God will speak to us according, hallelujah, to his will, Father. We do things according to his will. Lord, we thank you and we honor you and we praise you for the victories in our lives this morning. In the name of Jesus and Lord, let us be about doing what God wants us to do, compels us to do. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's get moving, saints, and do what God is calling us to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Gladys, for the encouraging words. Thank you, Sister Mary and Apostle Horses, for the prayer. So right now, I just believe this is a good time for us, everybody, to come in and give God some praise. If there's anything you need while we're praising God,
Glory. God, we come to praise you, Lord God. The activity of the limbs of thank you, Lord God. You alone. Hallelujah. Yes, God. You alone, O Lord. King of kings. Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Alpha, Omega, beginning, end, the first, and the last. Hallelujah. And I am. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to his name.
Yes, yes.
Glory be to his name, Jesus.
There's none greater, Lord God.
Good morning.
Good morning. That great thing, God. God. Every knee is bowed, Lord. Every tongue
yes,
God,
yes,
thank
you,
you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank
you,
Heavenly Father. Out of the mire we play now, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Praise
you. We make the sacrifice.
All your government, not a way
out.
In the name of the Lord, the Father, the Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for you making the great
healing, Lord God.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
God.
Thank you for your grace and mercy.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah,
oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for your kind of life.
In your
precious
name, God. We thank you. We glorify you.
Glory,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for the cleansing. Thank you for the confusion, Lord God. Thank you for the repression, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for the repression. Hallelujah. It can only come from you, God. Thank you for the repression, God. Thank you for the repression. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the refreshing, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jack. Thank you for the refreshing, Jack. Thank you, Lord God. For the refreshing, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jack. Nobody can heal us. Nobody can heal us. Nobody can heal us. Let people know that the time is coming when Jesus will be back for his church, without a spot or a wrinkle. And we want to have pure hands and clean hearts as we go through this earth realm, as we do the will of the Father. So we must take the time to, like we did today, praise God and pray and meditate on his word, sing songs of Zion. Just let God know that you're thinking about him, that you appreciate him, not just for the fact that he can bless you and do things for you, but the fact that he allowed you to be here. There are so many people who are not here today, and there's a reason why we are here today. And so we need to, you know, thank God that he's put us here and seek him and ask him if we are in the wrong direction, if we're going in the wrong path, ask him to show us the right direction to go in, that we will do the right thing, that we will be in the right place at the right time so that God can be glorified in everything that we do. Jesus came to this earth many years ago. There was a time for him to be here. There was a specific time that he would be here in this earth realm, and his time was up at a certain time, and then he was gone. But he did send the gift of the Holy Ghost, and a week or so ago I heard Apostle Horsley, and it has been ringing in my head and in my ear that we need to be wrapped in the Holy Ghost. You know, this is a time that we be wrapped in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will help us as we go through these times, that we will be able to do the work and be so in tune with the voice of God that we can hear him clearly and that we can move on and do exactly what he would want us to do, so that when our time is up, we would have fulfilled our purpose on this earth. There's a purpose for every one of us, and there's a purpose and a time for everything. So we want to redeem the time and do God's will each and every day. God wants us to just be the great men and women of God that he's designed us to be, and every one of us is a great saint of God. No matter what role you play in the world, you know, we all have our different reasons why we're here, so we are glad that God has put us here, and we will continue to use our time wisely. So let's just think about that as we go through this day and as we go through the rest of our lives, that we would do the best thing for God. We're doing these things for God, not for ourselves, but for the kingdom, for building the kingdom of God. So, Lord, I just thank you this morning for this word. I hope that this short piece was beneficial to somebody out there. So this morning I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I do decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they will not come to pass. And we send them back to the sender. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for every testimony that we did not hear this morning, but that somebody has in their heart that they know that you've done a work for them. I thank you, Lord, today that you bless each and every one of us on a consistent basis. I thank you, Father, today for the love that is here on this prayer line. I thank you, Father, today for the love that we have one for another and that we're sharpening each other, because iron sharpens iron, and we're encouraging and uplifting one another, oh God. We just praise you today, Father. I decree this morning that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we will continue to resist the devil and he will flee from us. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower. I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous and that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. I decree that we overcome all, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I decree that we live in the kingdom of the blessed. Our sins are forgiven, and we are blessed in the name of Jesus. So everybody, I thank you so much for loving me. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you will have a beautiful rest of the day, an awesome life, and remember to think about the time that you have and use it wisely in Jesus' name. Have a good day. Amen. God bless. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.